Well, it's always cool talking to this guy. I'm a huge fan. He is an actor, TV personality, comedian, radio host. He's got a great show on Sirius XM. And he's a guy that has been with us before, and we were supposed to hook up in New York when we were there in April, and then we had to get on a train to D.C., and it all fell apart. But anyway, he's John Fugelsang. John, how are you, bud?
Oh, thanks for having me back. I was really sorry we didn't get to hook up in New York.
I know, but I think we're going to be back next month because we're going to be broadcasting live from the convention in Philly, and then I'm going to take the train back to New York afterwards.
Fantastic. I'm very excited. I'll be going to both conventions myself.
Right on. So you'll have to join us in Philly. And we got to, in D.C., we had lunch with Bill Press and Lanny Davis at the Palm. We were at the White House briefing. We went to Jared Huffman, our congressman's office, and sat and talked to him for a long time. Then we got a private tour of the Capitol, and it was just one thing after the other. It was wonderful.
Wow, amazing stuff. That's fantastic.
Yeah, man. So I look forward to hooking up with you at the convention then.
I'll be around. I'm touring with Stephanie Miller.
Right.
And we're doing the Sexy Liberal Tour. We brought that back. We played San Francisco at the Orpheum a few years back. We're playing the Herbst Theater on August 6th, but then we'll be playing Philly for the convention as well.
Oh, cool, man. All right. Well, yeah. We'll hook up in the city, in San Francisco, too.
Well, fortunately, politics has decided to be very funny this year.
Oh, God, it's the greatest. It's so insane. We did full wall-to-wall election coverage Tuesday night here, and it was fascinating to see all this come down. We interviewed Bernie Sanders last Friday, one-on-one, face-to-face, which was very cool. Who are you? Are you a Sanders guy, or?
I'm a Sanders guy, yeah. Yes, but I'm also on the side of anybody who realizes that Sanders and Clinton are kind of on the same side. The magic number in this election is 147. That is Ruth Bader Ginsburg's age. And everyone has to remember that we are voting for a Supreme Court this time. Yeah. And if you want to be a Bernie or bust, I understand that as a Bernie fan, but just know the bust means Dennis Rodman on the Supreme Court.
Well, for guys with talk shows, that wouldn't be that bad, you know?
You know, I keep thinking that, and I keep thinking, oh, would I like to have Donald Trump just for the comedy?
Right.
I think I'd rather have my country just for the democracy.
Yeah, I agree. I voted for Bernie in the primary here, but I will be doing everything I can to help Hillary get elected, obviously, and you're right. The Trump thing from last week, with the last couple of weeks, really, with the judge and the whole thing, give me some of your thoughts on that.
Well, it is remarkable. It's nice to see what it takes to get a lot of our right-wing friends upset about racism for the very first time in their life. Newt Gingrich, of course, very bravely came out and said that it was inexcusable.
Yeah.
And then went on to excuse it because he's still voting for him. You know, I kind of want Donald Trump to know that when Newt Gingrich thinks you're racist, that's kind of like Keith Richards hosting your intervention. You know, that's pretty bad. That's like Keith walking up at the party saying, "Hey, man, y'all, you don't look so good." And, you know, Johnny Depp comes over and is worried about your health, as well as Paul Ryan. I mean, he said these horrible things. And, you know, Paul Ryan really proves that Trump supporters aren't all racist. Millions of them are just good, decent non-racists who don't mind racism. So it's good to know. More or less, they're saying that he's a racist who should be president. This is not the party of Lincoln anymore. This is not even the party of Quayle anymore. You know, Trump said it, and he doesn't understand that it's racism, because the thing about ignorant racists, they tend to be ignorant about the fact that they're racist. And the best part of all this is it's got people talking about Trump University even more, because that was a scam he used to defraud the kind of people who would vote for Donald Trump until they look into what Donald Trump does.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think you and I talked about this before. I mean, there's no way Trump's going to become president. And I think he's going to implode this summer. And can you imagine when he gets on the debate stage with Hillary? At some point, he's going to flip out and call her a bitch or something.
Yeah, he really will. I mean, we're getting a pool going on how long it'll be until he talks about her looks. But you know what? Let's not forget Hillary Clinton, for all of her merits and all of her experience, and I would say that she's probably the most qualified person to run for the office since Jefferson.
That's what Obama said today.
If you go by resume alone, you know, I think John Quincy Adams was the last former Secretary of State to then become president. It's it's quite impressive. And obviously, she's staging her campaign events in such a way to make herself look way more presidential. Watching Trump's little speech the other night after the California primary, it was like the perfect storm of teleprompter and Vicodin. Hillary looked very presidential, and she had a great multicultural cast of Americans behind her waving flags. Just the presentation showed that she's more on her game. But Donald Trump has got a problem with this judge because he doesn't think the judge should be allowed to rule on his fraud case because he said so many racist things against Mexicans. And his own racism might prejudice the judge against him. And the problem with that is that if they were ever to replace that judge, Trump would also have to make sure that everyone understood that a woman, a gay, a Muslim, a disabled, an immigrant judge, an African-American judge, a Democrat-appointed judge, or a former prisoner of war judge would be unfairly biased against him, too. So let's hope Gary Busey is on the bench.
I started saying last week it's going to be Trump-Busey on the ticket. See, we're thinking alike here.
At this point, you know, Trump is having so much added security in his building. That's actually the smartest thing to do. I talked to a lot of crazy people on the sidewalks of Manhattan, and this guy outside the Dakota the other day stopped me to tell me this amazing theory I needed to know, that the neocons are planning to take Trump out. And they're going to blame it all on a Black Lives Matter protester as a Lee Harvey Oswald patsy. And this whole plan is in work. And the neocons are planning on having these little mini riots at Trump events, like what happened in California, so there'll be precedent. And then they'll actually assassinate Donald Trump, blame it on a Black Lives Matter protester, and they'll be able to fulfill their real goal of running Paul Ryan for the nomination. And I was like, well, you had me on a sci-fi level until the very end, because let's not forget Paul Ryan debating Joe Biden, all right? That was like watching Clarence Darrow bitch smacked Draco Malfoy. I don't think they have anyone who could take over from Trump if Trump lost the nomination.
And this was some street guy out in front of the Dakota, of all places.
A guy named Rainbow, who was hanging out outside the Dakota and really wanted me to know this. So that's where I go.
Tell everyone about your SiriusXM show. It's great stuff. The times again everything.
Sure. We do a show called Tell Me Everything on the Insight Channel. That's sort of like NPR with penis jokes. because we are in an election where the comedians are fighting for social justice and the candidates are telling penis jokes.
Right.
But our channel is 121 on SiriusXM, and we have a mixture of musicians and rock and roll stars and actors and directors, authors, historians, comedians, and a lot of politics. My sidekick is Frank Conniff from Mystery Science Theater 3000. And next time you're in New York, you got to let me know. We'll get you on the air with us.
Right on, man. I wish we could have done it last time. But we'll probably be there after the convention. And hopefully, and we'll see you in Philadelphia one way or the other. If you're going to be in the building, you got to come by in, because we're going to be broadcasting live the whole week. So.
Oh, fantastic. I'd love to.
All right, cool. The great John Fugelsang. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Hey, thanks again. And we'll be at the Herbst Theater in San Francisco on the 6th of August.
All right. And we'll talk definitely before that, and then I'll be down there to see you guys there, because I love Stephanie Miller, too.